Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our Essentials News offering, on the 2nd of September, Mainstream Renewable Power reached financial close on a $620 million DFI-backed debt package to back the second phase of its 1.3 gigawatt Andes Renovables portfolio in Chile, the 630 megawatt Humul portion. And an Aqua Power-led consortium has reached financial close on the Dewa 5 solar project in Dubai. Over on our Essentials News offering in the commodity space, Singaporean agribusiness Wilmar closed a $200 million bilateral loan from DBS on the 27th of August. And HSBC has hired Jan Luberg for a brand new position as Global Head of Natural Resources. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Canada's Oregon Resources is to purchase 3 million shares of Exploit Gold in exchange for 4.2 million Oregon shares. Gunvor Singapore has offered the lowest price for a liquefied natural gas import tender by Pakistan LNG. Gunvor's offer was at 10.8% of Brent crude oil prices. And Mexican mining company Industrias Peñoles has announced the full prepayment of a $300 million syndicated loan agreed last year with Bank of America and Scotia Bank, Inverlap, originally due in February 2024. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Rotterdam-based Port Base has completed the first phase of connecting with TradeLens, a blockchain platform for trade digitization. And Atradius anticipates a 26% increase in global corporate insolvencies, largely in the second half of 2020, an increase mainly driven by the impact the COVID-19 pandemic is having on global economies. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.